Hello, everyone, and welcome back in. It is Super Serious Sports. I am Jeff Rich. I am joined in the CentralCityRadio.com studios by the one, the only, Jen Rich, and we are going to talk sports and things not related to sports for the next, 35, 40 minutes or so.
You're one or only Jen Rich that I know about, because as far as I know, there's a bunch of us out there.
Didn't you get a Facebook request from a Jennifer Rich when you first started your account?
I don't even think it was Facebook. I think it was still MySpace, actually. I think it was a MySpace, and it was a Jen Rich who was in Australia, and she friended me because we had the same names, and we were pen pals for a bit.
Did you have any fun cyber adventures together with your same name self?
No, not really.
Oh, so it wasn't that fun.
No, she had a really glamorous life of travel and beaching, and I was a slave for corporate America. So
you went to work every day.
Yeah, I was not on constant holiday in Australia, unfortunately, at no point in my life.
I thought that we were going to make it over there. We were such gung-ho Diamondbacks fans with our 28-game package in tow in 2013. I think it was the very next year, 2014, when they were going to open up the season in Australia. And because there wasn't COVID back then, they were able to pull that off. And they got swept by the Dodgers. We ultimately did not make that early March trip. It was spring training was still going on back home, but the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks were playing in Sydney, Melbourne, pick a place.
That's probably what not was wrong. Fun about pre-COVID spring training was they did always have some kind of game. I mean, you always get Vegas. There's always a Vegas runaway. But they did have some kind of other country, region, something different before we all had to just kind of stay in one place.
I thought that the London series, and we never got the Cubs and the Cardinals because that was scheduled.
That was supposed to be 2020, and it got canceled because it was June. It was June 2020, and COVID was super fresh then, and
They had the Red Sox and the Yankees the year before, but the next year when it was Cubs and Cardinals, they canceled that before they even decided that they were just going to play 60 games in 2020. And I know that they're trying to get back there, but. Do you think that it's working? I understand the concept behind it, Jen, that you've already got your customers in the United States. Let's go to let's go around the world and find the rest.
Yeah, I think so. And why not? They've been trying it with football, professional football, for the last several seasons. They've been shoving those London games down our throats. They're always talking about adding more London games. They're asked for a bit there. They were talking about adding, I believe, a London team.
I think that they'd love to do it. I think that they wouldn't even mind plucking that team right out of Jacksonville, Florida, and making them the London team. I think you got to do two London teams, and I think that it's got to be set up so that those London teams can be home for long periods of time. And when the visiting teams go over there, maybe play, get the best value for your dollar, and get two games in consecutive weeks over there, and then you fly home, and you'd probably have a bye week the same way that you do in the present tense.
Yeah, it's just hard to remember sometimes that these are. It's entertainment for us, but at the end of the day, they're all businesses about making money, and you don't make money if you don't have people buying your product. So sometimes you got to go to the length to expand your market.
I think that the ultimate expansion for baseball is to have a true World Series where you have
absolutely
some kind of equal footing, probably 40 teams in North America. Because I think that you could go 32 without stepping into Montreal or Monterey. Could always go south of the border. They've tried to put games down there, and there have been various issues with that. First of all, the players are very limited in how they want to take that on. It involves one of these NFL teams giving up, or one of these professional sports teams of any sort, giving up home games so that your product could go on display around the world. I think for the Red Sox, the Yankees, the Cardinals, the Cubs, I think it makes a lot of sense. I think that that you have those brands, because I think that there's a lot of people that think of the United States around the world as New York is on one side and Los Angeles is on the other, and they're just really, really big. I don't think that the casual European, and I don't know what their education levels are over there. How they
better
teach
than
geography,
probably way better than they are in the United States.
But did you think that a typical kid in rural England You could identify the difference between Wyoming, Montana, Dakota, North Dakota, you know, North Dakota and South Dakota.
Have you never stumbled upon online? They do. There's periodic maps that were filled out by someone, you know, in the UK or South Africa or, you know, over in China, whatnot, of what they think the states in the United States are called. So they have the outline of the states. And I mean, the results you get are just, like, hilarious.
Internet. What is this that you speak of?
This thing. It was invented by...
Al Gore.
It was invented by Al Gore in his off time running away from Man-Bear-Pig.
I love that you spend a lot less time on social media than I do, because I get to reveal certain things to you, and they've been passing around this clip of Katie Couric and Bryant Gumbel at a third party that I can't name offhand from, like, the Today Show in 1997, so 24 years ago, okay. And they just had no idea what super high iteration superhighway is. At, you know, they were arguing over what the little A in the circle was called. Brian Gumbel's just like, I don't know what that's called. And they said, is it an at?
It has a technical name. I imagine that's not at sign.
Well, it's not the ampersand, because that's the...
That's a squiggly thing that looks like a snake. Or like a worm, if you smashed a worm.
I want to say, like, General Mills cereals use the ampersand, but yeah, I don't know what it's called. The Attersand?
The Atterson?
The Atterson.
Yeah, I don't know what the at sign actually is.
I think it's just at symbol, right?
Wouldn't it have to be?
Why are we having... I'm mocking them for having this conversation 24 years ago, and we don't actually know what to call it, but we know that it means... at, and it could be, you know, where your email address is at, or it could be where you're at on Twitter or Instagram. I should probably throw these out there on the live show here. Again, it's Super Serious Sports Show with Jeff Rich and Jen Rich from Phoenix, Arizona, centralcityradio.com. And
it is just at sign.
It's the at sign.
That's it.
Good.
That's so boring.
It's the way that it should be.
It is, but it's still boring.
So, you know, obviously we can go off on tangents. Congratulations to the Phoenix Suns, by the way.
Woo-hoo.
Sunday afternoon at Staples Center, they handled Lakers. You know, they were up this entire game. They didn't run away at the end of it. And, you know, after you drop games 2 and 3, I get that you're a little bit down. You know, game 4 is a must win, and it is. You know, there's all kinds of jokes that your Cubs fan base has and my Cavaliers fan base has. I'm a Suns guy now, but, you know, my recovering Cleveland fan in that sort, and they have their 3-1 jokes, but 3-1's a commanding lead in a series, and, you know, the reason the jokes are made when you don't finish those off is... you know, that you should. That you have every opportunity in the world to beat a team that you've just beaten 3 out of 4 times. And to lose 3 consecutive games is a tough pill to swallow when you're on the losing end of that. And by winning when down 2-1.
On the road.
On the road, right? So, you know, you figure at this point, they've held serve. They've held serve because they've won 2 of the first 4 games. So even though they dropped game 2 and they dropped game 3 in their arena, you know, you concede the games in their arena unless you fall too far behind. And by winning game 4, they come home with the series tied, with momentum. You know, you win game 5. You know, the rules change a little bit with game 7. But you win game 5, you're playing with house money in game 6, and then you've got the home court advantage in game 7. And my word has been... Suns in 6, right? And this, this show is going to go out there, and somebody's going to be listening after games 5 and game 6, and they're going to know exactly where we're at. But I don't know this on Sunday, May 30th, 2021. I know what I think is going to happen, and I thought, and I've put this out on my Twitter feed at Jeff Rich Talks. You get us collectively at What's Up Riches, and get the websites jeffrichtalks.com and whatsuprichs.com, and that's how you get all of the super serious sports shows and the other adventures that the husband and wife couple of Jeff and Jen Rich put out there for you. This is more of a Phoenix-licious, Phoenician-licious podcast?
Phoenicianist?
Show? Phoenicianist?
Phoenicianist?
We are the Phoenicianist.
Yeah.
We could be.
All right.
We could be. For right now, we're just What's Up, Wretches, because, yeah, that's the social media, that's the website, and everything else, and just got it published, so check it out. You know, hit the subscribe link if I remembered to put one up there. And
note to self, check to make sure there's a subscribe button.
There you go. There you go.
That's why I'm here.
Suns and Lakers, I mean, it's the whole scene in sports right now. The Diamondbacks went on a forever losing streak that they managed to snap in the finale of their series against St. Louis. They're looking at who are they looking at? The Mets at home, and then Milwaukee, and they did not fare well against the Mets. They haven't played the Brewers since spring training, the Diamondbacks, but not a focal point. I don't think that anybody's thinking about week one in the NFL. I don't think that anyone's thinking about week one, game one in the NHL, other than to, you know, just confirm, oh, they're going to still play in Arizona, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, cool, cool. Just let me know when hockey season starts, right? And the baseball, you know, the baseball season, 19-35. Let's face it, it's not appointment viewing, right?
No. Yeah, just fresh off of losing 13 straight. And I did not look at who they're playing next. I only looked at they last won on March 15th against the Nationals. They have since lost 4 against the Dodgers, 3 against the Rockies, 2 against the Giants, and 3 out of 4 against St. Louis.
Well, that was May 15th. But
that's what day did I say?
Yeah, you said March 15th. I think that's when last played Milwaukee in spring training.
Well, whatever. It's been a long time. Yeah, it has been a long time, and it has not been victorious.
All right. So, the Diamondbacks. They've got the series coming up, and it's almost like they're already at the point in the season where they're selling the tickets to watch the Giants, the Dodgers, and the Cubs come through town, and not to Diamondbacks fans to say, you'll come root for the home team as they play these popular teams, but it's pretty much, hey, transplants, come see your team up close. We don't want empty seats at Chase Field. And, you know, these are series coming up that, have we retired? Have you been following the Roof Report? Have we retired the season?
It was open last night.
It was open on Saturday night.
Yeah. I have not looked to see if it will be open tomorrow for baseball, but it's pretty easy to pull up. It's kind of sad. As soon as I type in Chase, it should bring up, you know, access to my bank accounts. But the first thing that pulls is Chase Roof status, because I look it up so often.
You are always keeping score.
Looked it up so often. Open. Closed today. And then, yeah, they don't have anything updated for the rest of the week right now.
It's hard to say. You know, you don't know what the weather's going to be like. You don't know how much it's going to cool down around the time of the sunset. But
it's supposed to be 100 tomorrow.
100
and sunny.
But that's at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
You know, how's it going to be at 6:40, and how's it going to be in the third inning at 8:10?
All I know is they do not have an easy June ahead of them. Mets, Brewers, A's, Angels, Giants, Dodgers, Brewers, Padres, Cardinals. So it's not going to be a good June for the Diamondbacks.
No, but it wasn't a good May either.
Well, right. But if they had any hope of maybe facing some weaker teams, maybe trying to get some of those wins back, not going to happen.
So it's already tank mode time. It's already them and the Colorado Rockies, you know, scouting out the latest high school talent and the college talent that might want to sign. I mean, it is fortunately not that commonplace for baseball fans to do that like football fans do, because football fans, you know, your team starts 1-3 and you're just like, whoa, let's see who the top five, you know, let's see where the top five are in mock drafts. You know, baseball is just, you know, it's such a greater plane to scout from that, you know, you don't have it condensed and followable like you do with college football and college basketball, but only to a certain extent, because a lot of their talent pool is just as deep as baseball. You know, you find basketball. You know, you can find basketball players, baseball players, hockey players all over the world. But you know, it's seemingly that you can only get college football players out of the SEC and the Big Ten.
Yeah, but you got Rockies and Diamondbacks both back 14, 15 games right now.
Just why?
So there's, yeah, no.
So the NL West is the NL California division at this point.
Orioles 16 and a half games back.
Can they play the Diamondbacks for a little while?
Why can't we do that? We saw that a couple times in college football where they kind of rearranged some schedules so things would be a little bit more interesting. Why don't we start doing that with baseball? There's enough games every season.
I think that we could. I think that we could hold like an open season. Let's say that we wrap the season up in August, and right as football season starts, we start playing our playoffs. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we're getting wrapped up by the end of September. You know, maybe we have it so that any game that would decide the World Series could be that, yeah, what is now the last week of the season, right? So we could have that happen the first weekend in October, where we just determine, all right, it's going to be kind of a free-for-all. We're going to pit the matchups that make playoff seeding easier. But, you know, the problem with that is if you turn it into the world of college football, everything becomes super objective, right?
Right. Everything's super objective as it is anyways, but yes.
Are you motivated at all to buy tickets to see the Diamondbacks if the opposition doesn't impress you?
No. I mean, if I check tickets all the time because the stadium's really easy for us to get to. We like kind of just getting out, seeing baseball, just kind of chilling for a bit. So I'll look. If tickets are cheap enough, I'll go. You know, I know we can get two tickets for, you know, 30, 40, maybe $50, depending on where they are. That's not too bad.
And you're going to buy a $16 beer, and you might even buy me one, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, and then there's going to be beer and corn dogs and whatever else, ice cream, like whatever else I see that I decide that I need. But yeah, not typically. Not when they're playing like this. That stadium, as I've voiced before, is not my favorite place to see a game, especially when the roof is not open. When the roof is not open to me, it just feels like a Home Depot. And you got the mall concourse food, you got Subway and Panda Express and hardly anything original to the city of Phoenix or the state of Arizona.
Oh, I think that they've done a better job of that.
It's getting a little better, but it's not great.
Yeah, this year and, you know, obviously last year are, you know, not the, you know, places that the bar are set for what the ballpark concessions are like. But, you know, as far as the Diamondbacks go, give away the seats. That's why I'm using you as an example here. Give away the seats. You know, do the $10 seats. Do the $14 seats. You know, they shouldn't be way the heck up because there's nobody sitting in the seats, you know, lower down.
Over the weekend, and I get it, it's the Cardinals, you know, big draw, a lot of Midwesterners here. But the Diamondbacks were in the middle of, at that point, 11 straight losses. And tickets were still upper level, 40-some bucks. Why? Why is someone going to pay $90 after fees, let's say $117 to $122.
Yeah,
for two upper level. We're talking third level. It is easier to climb Camelback and whatever we're calling that mountain off of the 51 than it is to climb the seats at Chase Field.
Nice effort not to get canceled here.
Right?
Right. I agree. Get everybody in the house because empty seats don't buy concessions. Empty seats don't buy apparel. Empty seats don't buy cheap stuff for their kids to, you know, grow into this team and grow with this team rather than putting on the cool and trendy, you know, Red Sox hat or the Dodgers hat. I mean, that's exactly how it happens. Is this disinterest in baseball. And, you know, I dealt with it because Cleveland was garbage from 1955 to 1992, basically. You had to really try to relate with the ball club that had been around for, you know, 70, 80 years at that point. You know, this ball club has been around for, what, 20, you know, coming up on 25 years?
Yeah.
And they won a world title right away, but they've got so little to lean on ever since. You've got to create memories for every generation. Because if a kid was born in 1997, yeah, he might be four. He might vaguely remember the TV being on when the Diamondbacks won the World Series in 2001. But you know, where are the memories? What are you hanging on to ever since? And I'm not just talking about the kid born in 97, but the kid born in 2007.
Well, I mean, I was born in 82, and I don't remember the 85 Bears. The season, the Super Bowl, none of it. I remember pictures that I've seen from me there. I was dressed up really cute in Bear stuff, and I had a Roselle headband on.
That's cute.
You could tell it was a handmade Roselle handband. I had no idea what I was.
We're going to have to put that out on the What's Up Rich's Instagram feed,
really,
right?
Should, huh?
The Roselle headband on
three-year-old Jenny. I don't remember any of that. So, I mean, you don't really have a lot of cognitive memories until...
Five-ish. Oh, I have no memories of 83 or 84.
You don't remember kindergarten at all?
Very vaguely.
You remember being like scared to get on a school bus and like go away to hang out with a bunch of brat kids that were going to try to steal your toys? There's never been a point in my life where I've liked people, by the way. It's done.
I'm trying to tune you out so I can respond to you properly. kindergarten at almost 43, kindergarten for me is, you know, just very blurry splotches. First grade's a little bit, first grade I relate to the birth of my brother on the last day of school. So,
yeah, okay.
And his birthday is coming up before we're back in here talking to Phoenix and the entire World Wide Web at centralcityradio.com. Happy birthday, Tommy. I hope you have a good time in Cleveland. I know that your dance card has been relatively full. He was the best man at a wedding on May 29th. He's got another bachelor party coming up on the weekend of June 12th, where he's got to travel for this previous wedding. He had to go to Las Vegas. And, from talking to him, it sounds like being in a wedding is like a second job.
Yeah, it sounded like a lot of work.
See, I skipped out on the bachelor party for the last time that I stood up in a friend's wedding. And then there was a graphic injury on the shores of Lake Erie in Ohio where the best man went down and kind of bachelor party got interrupted early.
Yeah, a little bit. Broken feet will do that.
So I don't know that I want to be in a wedding party. I was in that wedding party, but I wasn't like part of the bachelor party that went way crazy awry. And I'm running out of friends that I think are going to go get hitched.
Yeah, we're not really good at obligations. Like, we're okay with just random kind of stuff. But as soon as something's an obligation and, heaven forbid, we have to, like, go to a store or acquire some kind of specific clothing or something beforehand, like, that's not going to happen.
No. Unless we can find a way to be jerks about it. Yeah. If it's like prankish, then we can pull off
the... Well, that's easier for me to get the willpower up to do.
Spite.
Yeah.
So you can say spite.
Pranks and spite. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what Manhattan suit stores in the 90s would say about it, but in here, at the centralcityradio.com studios, you can say spite.
Spite is okay.
Spite's kind of your MO with
really all
most sports, right? Yeah. You know, rivalries and things like that. So, beyond sports... And, you know, we've watched Indians, Cubs, there's been some rainouts, there's been some day games where we've had an idle afternoon, and the Paramount Network has blessed us this holiday weekend with all of the Yellowstone episodes, which, you know, when you hear it compared to Breaking Bad, and you see glimpses of it, and you know that it's got the star power of Kevin Costner, maybe a washed Kevin Costner. I mean, he's kind of seemed like, you know, a grumpy old man, you know, like he's like crossed over into Clint Eastwood territory, right?
You get the feeling that he's a grumpy old man, but he doesn't actually talk loud enough or clear enough for you to understand anything that he's saying. So he might actually be saying really happy, pleasant things, but he really just gives off the vibe that he's old and angry and grumpy.
Should we mute Yellowstone on Paramount and play like Dark Side of the Moon or something and see what comes of that?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Because I haven't been able to understand a lot of what he has said. It's so quiet and mumbled.
Well, it seems like a lot of money is at stake. A lot of power is at stake with this show.
A lot of people trying to do things around his ranch. He's got this giant ranch up in Utah. I mean, Montana. Except it was very clearly filmed in Utah because Utah posted a giant sticker at the end in the credits claiming, you know, stating that it was filmed in beautiful Utah. So, Montana.
Have you seen enough of this country to say that you could definitively be dropped in the middle of either state and say, I am definitely in Montana or I am definitely in Utah?
I feel like, I've never been to Montana, but I feel like what I have seen of Utah, Montana would probably be more beautiful than Utah. So I think I probably would notice.
Do you understand what the characters on this show? These are people that have kind of lapped what's being fun as being rich in California, and then they just go to the middle of nowhere so they could be around no one. I mean, it kind of sounds like the dream in some ways, but it's crazy how many left coast, you know, business, you know, moguls are up in Montana choosing to spend winters in negative 35 degrees.
Oh, yeah. Hunting, fishing, skiing, other outdoor cold activities. Not my bag.
Yeah.
I liked my summers in Wisconsin.
I had a roommate that ditched the valley for Jackson Hole, Wyoming every summer. And it was summer, to be fair.
Yeah.
But,
it's a good time to leave Phoenix.
And that's when a lot of it was a good time to leave wherever these people had their, their house in the suburbs with their 2.3 children and 1.7 dogs. I don't know how you have 0.7 dogs or 0.3 children, but yeah, that's a...
Was it 0.3? I always thought it was 2.5 children.
I don't know what the common demographic... I know that we violate it. The earth will be underpopulated because the riches did not pass on their family stones.
Sorry,
it's quite okay. It's quite okay. It's a topic. That's not a topic that we bring to the air. It's not a topic of contention either way. But Yellowstone, we've got Costner, who was baseball movie guy when I was a kid.
Yep,
Field of Dreams. The other one, and then the Bull Durham.
The other one,
and then he did For the Love of the Game, where he played for the Tigers, and Kelly Preston was having a layover at LaGuardia, or probably JFK if he was pitching against the Yankees that night. But he's always been kind of a sports movie guy.
Draft Day, which was only really about 10-ish years ago.
Not
12, maybe
2014.
Was it
2014?
Really, 2014. I would not have guessed 2014. I was thinking somewhere between 2008 and 2011.
The funny thing about that movie is Chadwick Boseman, who has recently passed on at the age of
incredibly young age of
43.
Yeah.
But Draft Day was only, he passed away 2 years. I think he passed away at the end of 2019. So you had, that was 5 years after Draft Day. So that would have made him, I think, 36. I think 36 years old when he was playing a 22-year-old potential first-round draft pick. And they didn't care. I mean, the whole movie, and I think I've said this to you on the air before, the whole movie is just actors talking to guys on cell phones about fake football players.
Yeah.
And football fans, I ate it up.
Right.
They had some nice cinematography. They had, like, the drone shots of the stadiums and... I think that they put enough interest into it, enough comedy into it that, it made it watchable.
I mean, there's a big chunk of Moneyball that was just people talking on phones, too.
That's true.
Big chunk of that movie. Lots of phone calls.
Moneyball. Moneyball is probably a topic for another time. Kevin Costner was not in...
We'll save Moneyball for when the A's decide on where they're relocating to. Then we'll talk about Moneyball.
I think that's fun. I think that West Coast expansion, West Coast relocation, you hear Vegas thrown into the equation. I think Portland's actually in the conversation for the Athletics. I think that that's good stuff. You can't just put a team in
Missoula. I think they should go to Vegas, hang out with the football team.
I'd like to see both happen. I'd like to see Portland and Vegas get teams because those markets aren't going to dilute each other.
I mean, not hang out with the football team in the sense that you were hanging out in the football team before, like you were roommates, but like You already have your football team down there. Go hang out.
So like Matt Chapman, Matt Walsh, and oh, who's the other one? I don't think Walsh is right. But you know, Matt Hoffman rode BMX. I could name every Matt in the world, and I would not get it right. But you know, they're hanging out with Carr and whoever else is left on the Raiders. You know, they're going to
whatever house DJ they have down at the stadium.
There's going to be a house DJ.
There is. No, they announced like last week who was going to be the house DJ.
That's
outstanding. I think I sent it to you.
That's outstanding.
We think we laughed about it later on that night.
We've seen it at the ASU games, right?
Yeah, the ASU games. I feel like one other place. We were somewhere else where there was like a DJ hanging out too.
Was it Miami?
It probably was.
Yeah.
No, that was a fun little band.
Okay, yeah, they had the mariachi band.
Yeah, they had the mariachi band. So I'm trying to think where else we would have been, that there would have been Texas, maybe?
Possibly.
The football game?
Possibly.
Not the Cowboys game.
Not the Cowboys game.
No.
The Texas Longhorns game?
Yes.
So, you know, we just got to run through a checklist. And oots, unfortunately, it's a pretty short oots, checklist. Oots, 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 oots. Oh, you're talking about the bass. Oots, oots, oots. Where does the bass come from? Where's the oots come from?
R&R.
Oh, of course. That's the origin story.
Yeah. Oh, but where does the oonts sound itself come from? I have no idea.
No word. How did we get on this subject?
Oh, we were talking about DJs. House DJs.
Oh, house DJs at the stadiums.
That's all the music they play. Is the oonts, oonts,
well, when they talk about the Super Bowl show, you know, that the halftime musical act, you know, I think that it's fun. It's a fun comparison to say, could you imagine going to a concert and the concert stops halfway through and there's this small football exhibition that takes
like
place?
Like just one quarter.
Right.
Or, yeah, 4 2-minute quarters.
See, I don't even remember it being a big deal. I remember who was saying the national anthem being a big deal at the Super Bowl, but I don't really remember it being about the halftime show at all. Maybe I do, because I remember like Pepsi had like 3D glasses like the year after the Bears won the Super Bowl, so maybe, but it just never really registered with me that, you know, this is a big event that draws outsiders. That's why we have these pop culture acts.
I never cared. I just wanted to watch The Simpsons.
Simpsons. I don't know if it was on. I don't know if it was necessarily on after.
No, I feel like there was times where we were switching back and forth in between.
I don't know how long that space would be available, just because Fox had The Simpsons beginning in like 89, and they didn't have football now until like 93 when they took all the NFC games from CBS, which you don't care about. Maybe people out there care about it.
Yeah,
but,
probably.
No, but it's possible that The Simpsons was on Sunday night. Yeah, I do remember it, like their whole lineup was Sunday night. It was The Simpsons. It was Something in Between. It was in Living Color.
I was just going to say The Color of Life.
Why is it The Color of Life, Jen?
Because we were talking to your brother, who's not that much younger than me, about it, and he just kept calling it The Color of Life. And then when we corrected him and told him it was in Living Color, he tried to claim that he shouldn't even know what it was because he was too young.
Oh, so he used the circular argument.
Yeah.
Used your own words against you.
Yeah.
But
so we joke that it's The Color of Life instead of In Living Color.
We had The Simpsons. We had In Living Color. There was
Married with Children.
Married with Children was on. We had a show called True Colors that was on. I want to say that we did we attempted some other type of animation and it didn't work. And then
California Raisins.
California Raisins were on Fox. Yeah, I think that they tried them on Sunday night.
I'm trying to think what other animation you'd be talking about.
Do you think that the current animation schedule is a little washed?
You know, I like Bob's Burger. We haven't regularly watched The Simpsons in a while. I always make sure to catch the Halloween special because, of course, it's like the best one every year. Family Guy, we do kind of watch that.
I think
regularly.
I think Family Guy is so self-aware that, you know, he'll take jabs at himself, you know, Seth MacFarlane, and you know, if you don't watch it all the time, like we start marathoning it on TBS when it's on, like, you know, for 3 hours straight, you know, so it's 6 episodes, you know, it starts to be like, okay, you know, I'm kind of tired of that. I get fatigued on it real quick. But if I watch like 2 episodes as I'm drifting off on a Sunday night, it'll wake me up with the chuckle factor.
Yeah.
So, you know,
it's kind of like SNL. We don't make sure that we watch it on Saturday Night Live, but We do periodically do watch it. Yeah, it might be background noise or whatever, but there's periodically a moment that we laugh about later.
It's like the reason that people used to tune into certain, you know, radio DJs every day, even if they didn't like them, just to hear what they had to say, because you had to tune in the whole time. Now, if something gets said that's worth tuning into, there's a little, you know, video clip of it on Twitter 10 seconds after it's said. So, you know, it hits the it hits the mainstream. So I don't think that it requires the attentive audience to make sure you're there when it's said, because you'll miss it altogether if you were. But you know, the times we live in, you don't really have to catch anything live unless you want the suspense factor.
You don't want to have to avoid things on social media about what happened, because there are people who like spoiling it for other people.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that kind of stuff, yeah.
So you made fun of me when we were walking out of the house to come down to the studio about how I had to bring my my tumbler of water so that I could almost leave it in the studio. We've like walked out the door after we've recorded on Sunday evenings, and you've come back and had to grab it from the studio here at centralcityradio.com. And it's funny because I grabbed it as I walked out, and I'm reaching for water here, and I left it out in the green room this evening. So
of course you did.
You know, oh, for forever for Jeff as far as the water goes. Thank you.
You can have some of my water from Not Vodka. You might want to actually check out Not Vodka. It's an organization that helps those who don't have access to clean water get access to clean water. It's literally called Not Vodka.
And we put Not Vodka in there.
It is actually water in that water bottle. But people who know me know that I should actually carry a water bottle around that says Not Vodka, because it's usually probably vodka.
Yeah. And I think that is the assumption. Let's check on the national scene in sports. The Celtics took game 3 from the Nets in Brooklyn the other night, and that series is at 2-1. There is no question in my mind. I'm going to guarantee it right now. Nets are going to win that series.
Yeah, okay.
Probably in 5, but they will not lose to the Celtics under any circumstances. They might be the team in the finals. I think that they are the hands-on favorite coming out of the East, but you know, maybe Milwaukee's a little bit of a different animal. Knicks, congratulations on getting to the playoffs and winning a playoff game, but you know, they're down to 3-1 in their series against a team from Atlanta, and I think that you always are kind of surprised when I talk about a professional organization in Atlanta, because you're not really aware that they still have a team at all times.
You know, the basketball team never surprises me, but every season I forget that they still have a baseball team.
And that's insane, because the Braves have
literally
been,
every season.
And the Braves have been the best thing that they've had consistently.
And literally every season.
And it's all based on the Thrashers.
For like 20 years now.
The Thrashers became the Winnipeg Jets.
Yeah.
Who, you know, then they used to have the
Coyotes. 20 years of being surprised that Atlanta still has a baseball team.
Well, they haven't figured into a World Series or a championship in that time, but they won like 15 straight division titles.
Yep.
You know, all throughout our childhoods and the childhoods of many out there listening.
Can I give a little shout out to the Minnesota Wild for proving me wrong and actually taking the Golden Knights to 7 games instead of just losing and getting shut out like they do every single time they're in the playoffs?
Were you expecting them to be swept?
Yeah.
Okay.
Always. That's what they do.
They were very nearly taken down in 5, and that's how it should have gone. But I think the Vegas bounces back. I think that they'll appreciate the challenge when they have to face the Colorado Avalanche, which is the matchup in the next round. Tampa Bay and Carolina are a game into their quarterfinal action, and Tampa Bay leads that series 1-0 coming off of a 2-1 game 1 win. Boston beat the Islanders in game 1, 5-2, and you know they'll lead 1-0 in their series. Patiently waiting for Monday evening for game 7 in Canada between Toronto and Montreal. I think that most of Canada will be watching to see who takes on Winnipeg in the North Division Finals.
They were hoping to have vaccinated people at the game in Toronto, and Toronto said there was no way, even though they just had about 2,000 fans in Montreal.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yep. Sorry, Canada.
That's a shame. So we are going to have an empty arena for probably one of the biggest games in Canadian hockey history.
How are you doing, Canada?
Denver and Portland in the NBA tied at 2 games apiece. Denver kind of looks broken. So they could prove me wrong. You know, that's the fun thing about going on before the fact. We could talk about it. We could say what we think is going to happen. And something else happens, then, oh, I was wrong.
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh, well, don't care.
No more airtime for you.
The Dallas and the Clippers. Clippers did take Game 3, so that series is at 2-1. And, you know, it's a disappointment if Clippers don't take that series. And right. It is a big thing if Dallas takes that series. And it's because, I mean, Luka has put the entire team on his back, even though they've got some other role players there, including Porzingis. You know, he's able to go forward for them.
Clippers good, Lakers bad.
Clippers good, Lakers bad.
Yeah.
So you don't mind if the Clippers come back and beat Dallas?
No.
Just as long as the... I think that we've
I don't like Cuban as much as I used to.
I think that we appreciate, you know, killing birds with one stone, you know, killing two birds with one stone, and the elimination of the Lakers and the advancement of the Suns is really two, like, you know, incredible birds and that I'd love to see fly.
Absolutely. I think everybody here would. I feel like even people who don't really care about basketball, it'd be nice to see a team from Phoenix do something.
Well, you remember what I told you when Patrick Mahomes got hurt in the playoff game against the Browns, is that, you know, as a fan and as a, you know, a man of what I'd like to think are solid ethics, I don't want to see the Browns beat the Chiefs in the playoffs because Patrick Mahomes got hurt. Now, on the flip side of that, I also don't want to not see my team win just because their guy happened to get injured. And that's where I'm at with Anthony Davis.
Right.
If they can't go forward with Anthony, these guys have been broke. That's why they finished as the 7th seed. You know, you could use those injuries as excuses, but you know, if those injuries pop up at the wrong time, it gave you a bad record. It put you as a lower seed, and you know, you're playing Phoenix pretty evenly so far. So you know, who cares if you're the Lakers? But you know, these players were injured and they are susceptible to injury, and if the injuries nag and they can't go forward, that's the team that they've got to put on the court, and the Suns can't help that fact. So
not their fault.
Yep.
I mean, that's why the season has to be long. I mean, you have to get through the travel, you have to get through the injuries, you have to find ways to deal with both of them, and if you can't, you can't. Oh well.
All right, so going forward, we've got Game 5 coming up at the Phoenix Suns arena. And the D-backs will host the Mets and then take a trip to Milwaukee. That's what's ahead on the schedule. Hope everybody has a safe and happy holiday. If you are in memoriam of anyone out there, you know, this country is behind you in, you know, losing your loved ones. That's what Monday, Memorial Day, May 31st, 2021 is all about. It should not be about bickering. It should be about a time of coming together and appreciation of, you know, all gave, what do they say? Some gave all.
Those who gave it all.
Yeah. You know, some gave all gave some. And for those who didn't come back, or for those who did come back and died thereafter, that's what this upcoming weekend is all about. We are so super serious.
So serious.
On this show. Congratulations to the Diamondbacks for getting off the schneid. Hopefully, we are talking about Round 2 for the Phoenix Suns and LeBron James' first round exit in his NBA career. That's going to do it for us here at the studio. Shout out to Julian on the other side of the glass getting it done for us on the technical side. To my lovely wife, Jen Rich, I thank you for being here. My name's Jeff Rich. This has been the Super Serious Sports Show on CentralCityRadio.com. We hope to catch you next time.